And it's what we still need today. We no longer have to look at Jesus on the cross, but we need to look at him in that throne room where we can enter day and night at any time to petition before him, to praise him, to thank him, to have hearts of gratitude and humility before him. It was enough. Rod had shared last week about the Chosen series and how they were there at the Last Supper. One of the things that hit me like a ton of bricks when they had the scene was all of a sudden the disciples started speaking, each one, all the way around the room. And it was the Passover Deanu, if that's how you pronounce it. I haven't found a good pronunciation on that. But the Deanu was a remembrance of what the Jewish people had been through. And a thanksgiving for it being enough that God was with them through it all. And I'd like to read that to you. It goes, it's actually a song that they used to sing. And the Jews for Jesus group that we had met, a few of them overseas while we were stationed there, talked about a lot of the aspects to the Passover and to that Last Supper. And this is one of them that I had forgotten all completely about until I saw it on The Chosen. If he had taken us out of Egypt and not made judgments on the Egyptian people, it would have been enough. If he had made judgments on them and had not made them their gods, or on them their gods, it would have been enough. If he had made the judgments on their gods and had not killed their firstborn, it would have been enough. If he had killed their firstborn and not given up us their money, it would have been enough. If he had given us their money and not split the Red Sea for us, it would have been enough. If he had split the Red Sea for us and had not taken us through it on dry land, it would have been enough. If he had taken us through it on dry land and had not pushed down our enemies into the sea, it would have been enough. If he had pushed down our enemies into the sea and not supplied our needs in the wilderness for 40 years, it would have been enough. If he had supplied our needs in the wilderness for 40 years and had not fed us the manna, it would have been enough. If he had fed us the manna and had not given us the Shabbat, it would have been enough. If he had given us the Shabbat and had not brought us close to Mount Sinai, it would have been enough. If he had brought us close to Mount Sinai and had not given us the Torah, it would have been enough. If he had given us the Torah and had not brought us into the land of Israel, it would have been enough. If he had brought us into the land of Israel and had not built for us the chosen house, the temple, it would have been enough. Now this is where the Jews stop. But the Jews for Jesus added to that because they knew the Savior had come. And this is what they added. If he had sent us prophets to speak of your love and not sent us a Savior, it would have been enough. If you had sent us a Savior and not taken humanity upon yourself, it would have been enough. If you had taken humanity unto yourself but not given us resurrection victory, it still would have been enough. If you had conquered the power of sin but not given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, it would have been enough. But if you had given us the gift of the Holy Spirit but not called us to participate in your work of redeeming and blessing the world, it would have been enough. But as it is, most gracious God, you have more than abundantly lavished your goodness upon us. In Christ Jesus, you revealed the fullness of your love. His whole life, death, and resurrection testify to the depth of your compassion. Therefore, we bless you, we thank you, we praise you, for you alone are worthy of our worship. To you, Father, And to Jesus Christ and to the Holy Spirit be all glory, honor, dominion, now and forever. Amen. Is it enough? Is Jesus enough for us? There's many times I've failed to have that ring true in my life. And as I'm getting older and softer, I see that Jesus has been enough the whole way through, through my struggles, through the pains, through my sin, through the times of praise, through the times of worship, through the times that I could just be open and honest with him, to the times I could be transparent with others, especially to my wife and my kids. He has always been enough. But how often do we forget that? How often do we go through painful situations and wonder where he is when he's been there? And it's been enough for us just to hold on. And sometimes that's the only way we can get through the day, is just to hold on. Well, that's enough, because he's the one who's holding us, not we ourselves. When we go off on our own, he brings us back. When we go off on our own, he reminds us through his Spirit that he is enough. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And I stop there just for a second to say, is this enough? And the reason why I ask that is we can easily let this just be a ritual, an every Sunday occurrence that has no meaning to us. He didn't stop there. "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. So let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." We don't want to drink judgment upon ourselves. It has to be enough that we stop and ask the Lord to search our hearts, for he knows it, and ask him to take away any, you could say, filth that's there, anything that's holding us back. If we have bitterness, let it go. If we have addiction, let it go. If we have a lack of faith, let it go. We don't have to go back to the cross. We have to go to the throne room boldly and say, "Lord, I am failing, but you are enough. Would you forgive me? Would you heal me? Would you make my mind clear that I can worship you?" Let's take just a moment before we take of the elements and ask the Lord to check our hearts. Lord, we do not wish to partake in an unworthy manner. If there is something on our hearts, Lord, that we need to confess to you, or if it's just the confession of not trusting you enough, Lord, would you forgive us? Heal us. Lift our hearts upward to you. And would the meaning of this, Lord, partaking of the bread and the juice, Lord, means something so much more than just a ritual. In Jesus' name. Let us take of the bread. For that symbolizes his body, which was broken for each and every one of us. And the juice, which symbolizes the blood he shed in that moment. Thank you once again, Lord, for reminding us that you are enough. Amen.